Almighty Father, we thank you. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, we lift you up, we praise you, we worship you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being so good and kind. Thank you for being so merciful. Bless every soul that you have sent this way. Don't let a soul leave except it's been blessed in the blessing that you know it stands in the need of. And Heavenly Father, you know I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these blessings. Amen. To Reverend Nevitt and to our officers and to all of God's children, again, we thank God for this opportunity. We still dealing with marriage with the family, and we'll be dealing with it about 2 more weeks. We want to have about 4 Sundays of it. We can go 5 or 6, but I want to have it in a package that you can get all of it together if you like. And we want to tell you what Jesus said. Not what folks saying, but what I think and how I feel, but what the law said. And any time we don't do what the law said, your marriage in trouble. That's all to it. I don't care how you try to look at it and how you try to fix it and patch it up. Your marriage is in trouble. And we're going to call your attention today to Genesis 2 and 18. Genesis 2 and 18. I used to have put my message sometime on a piece of papers, but I said, I'm going to get me a tablet where I knew where I stopped off at. Lord, just where I stopped off at. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go. Marriage, something don't happen right here. Something don't happen. Something don't happen. Genesis 2 and 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a help. I will make him a help meet for him. I will make him a help meet for him. You can hold your head up. That's where I'm going right there. I can help. That's all. That's enough right there, ain't it right? I'm going to make him a help meet for him. And our general theme is the same thing. How can the family survive? How can the family survive in these last and evil days? Or can the family survive in these last and evil days? If you notice, we told you on last week that God brought the woman unto the man. Now in the 18th verse, he's saying that man should not be alone. He went far enough to say it ain't good for him to be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. Man needs some help. Man needs some help. He needs a help meet. Help meet. Man needs a help meet. Coming where? Man need a help meet. Why? Because number one, the responsibility that God has placed on man. man, he couldn't do it by himself. He told man to multiply the earth, didn't he? Well, can he do it by himself? So they got to come together, and you got to help meet the responsibility that God placed on man. He could not do it by himself, so he called the woman. He made the woman, got the woman from the side of the man, and made her a help meet. And you'll find that in Genesis 1 and 28, what he really told them to do. The woman was taken from the side. But this is our problem within the church, within the marriage, within the family marriage, because we don't want to meet together.
Amen.
We don't want to do our part, what God have told us. And we'll get to that later on, maybe next Sunday. What God really told us to do together. We're trying to live a separated life in the same house. It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work, young folks. And some old folks, it ain't gonna work. I know some of the old folks been together 40 years. They're used to it. They're used to it. When a woman can sleep in her room, he can sleep in his room, just to used to it. You cook your breakfast, I cook mine. Don't got used to it. But God not intend for it to be. And this one hurt the young folks, because they see the pattern of the old folks. They see how we are doing one another. Mama, that daughter see what you doing. Daddy, the son watching you. They know that what's supposed to be going on in their home is not right. They look at your marriage and say, I don't want to get married. Why? You ought to see my dad and their mama. They're not meeting the responsibility of what God put on them. Number one, we must understand, sisters and brother, it is no ideal marriage. Young folks, I'm talking to y'all. It's no ideal marriage. You can fantasize in your mind all you want, this the way I want it to be. But honey, it just won't be like that. Why, Reverend Walker? Because you got to deal with another man. That's why. You fantasize, but it ain't going to happen like you want it to happen. So there ain't no ideal marriage. Folks, look at an ideal marriage. No, sir. Every marriage going to have ups and downs. Every marriage going to fall out with teeth and tongues. Because really, that man don't know you yet. He don't get to that. That woman don't know you yet. Thought she knows you. Thought he know her. No, sir. See. So ain't no idea of marriage. So you might as well get ready for it. Because it's so often time we go home to stay together, the first thing, little trouble come up, the daughter want to pack a little stuff up. Want to go home. That's the first thing. Can't take a little wind and blow. Every man has got to be adjusted. We got to understand that. When you first get married, there's got to be a lot of adjusting going on in there.
Amen.
We got our little old way. We done brought from home. It ain't going to work over here.
That's right.
I want you to be like my daddy. I want you to be like my mama. It don't work like that.
That's right.
This is what we got to understand. Time a little problem come up. Here we go. Want to fight. Want to go home. Want to get mad with one another. Don't speak to one another. Honey, you're going to have some ups and downs in that marriage.
Yeah.
And
And you mighty well go and try to beat it out right there.
All right. Now, if that man ain't beating you side the head. Now, I know some of them can go so far. Some of these men, they can go so far, they treat a woman like dirt.
That's right. Amen.
And some women can treat men like dirt.
Amen.
It's by verse. But more men treat more women like dirt.
Amen.
It's hard to take, listen at this, it's hard to stay at home and your husband never come home. It's hard. It's hard to sit at home, you watching television and saying, praise the Lord, and he's running with another woman. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. I don't care what nobody said, it's hard. We done separate ourselves. We got to meet this thing together. Some women the same way. But more men do it than men. More men do it more than women do it. Some women, they stay out all the time too. So I ain't gonna leave nobody out. This thing together here. That's the very reason to marry like it is, because we don't want to stay together. It's hard. Hello, lights. It's hard, buddy. It's hard. It's hard. Hard, and if you want to stay there, you're taking it. The devil working on you. The law telling you something, the devil working on you too. It's rough. I don't care what nobody tell you, it's rough. Sometimes we trust to holler. Oh, you don't know how. I don't see how that woman left that man. That good man. You ain't faith with that good man.
Yeah.
Sometimes we holler about the woman the same way. She a sweet woman, just a pretty. I don't see nothing wrong with it. He left her too. You stay with her. You ain't never stayed with her.
Yeah.
And we ought to remember that, y'all. You don't stay with them folks. You don't know what goes behind those walls.
Yeah,
I don't saw people act like they're so lovey-dovey when they get out, but Lord, when they get in the house. I used to sing with a fella. I ain't gonna call the name because he's still living. I used to sing with a fella. God knows, boy, we, you know, when we together, he have his wife by the, darling, come on. Just like he's going crazy about his wife and get in the home and treat her like dirt. Like dirt. We got to be together. And this what separate us, because we ain't meeting the plan of the Lord. So there ain't no idea of marriage, young lady. I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's no idea marriage. The reason is no idea marriage, because everybody got a different mind. But when we do what God said, it'll come together. See, it'll come together. You can have or you can't have your way if you get married. If you want to have your way, you better stay single. This is what done happen to so many young couple. They want to still have their same way when they were single. They want to go when they want to go. They want to come when they want to come. It don't work like that. Your lifestyle got to change.
That's right. That's right, Barry.
You got to drop some of the friends you used to run with.
Yeah.
We want to stick to the same old friends and we want to stick to this. No, you got to realize your husband ain't going to allow that.
Amen.
Your wife don't like that. Yeah. So now you got to give up to make your marriage work.
Uh-huh.
happened to so many marriages. We want to be singer and married. I know that. We want to be singer and married.
That's right.
If you don't want to do what God said in marriage, don't get married, because your marriage 9 times out of 10 ain't gonna work.
That's right.
Ain't gonna work. I want to go when I please. Don't stop me. I was doing this before I met you. But I don't want you to do that. But look here now, I ain't gonna tie my life down. I know I'm at home. You ain't gonna tie my life down. You ain't gonna tie my life down. Honey, when you got married, it's tied down me. Brother, when you got married, it's tied down me. You're not to do like you used to do. You got somebody else. You don't own yourself no more. Did you not know the woman doesn't own herself no more, and the man doesn't own himself no more? So how are you going to do what you want to do? The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, the man don't own himself and the woman don't own himself. What? They own one another. He don't own his body. She don't own hers. The wife's body owned by the husband. The husband's body owned by the wife. That's what the Bible tells us. So you ain't free to do what you used to do. Help me. Help me the responsibility of what God done said. And this is where the problem come in. We want to have our same old way. And it just ain't going to work. It's a time for all things in marriage, you follow the Bible. That's the reason, if we study the word of God, we are grow to these things. And after that marriage is fresh, in a sense of just beginning, you're going to have a lot of problems going on. I mean it. You've got to adjust that thing then. You got to adjust it, because she won't do this, he won't do that. So now somebody got to come to their senses. And then when nobody don't come to their senses, what you think you got? Nothing but problem. So you can't go when you want her. And a lot of time, what a woman, what my wife, there she sat right there. And we've been married 35 years. She don't just run out the house. I'll see you later. See me later. Y'all get my point? See me later. What I look like walking out the house myself, honey, I'll see you later. That's what's wrong with us. You ain't on your own no more. And too many young women want to say, I'll see you after a while. Where you going? Yes. Where you going?
Yes.
You got to tell me where you going. Yes. It ain't no surprise birthday party, is it? Where you going? Got too many women want to leave and just say, I'm gone. Yeah. Too many men walk out the door and say, honey, I'll see you later. Yeah. It ain't going to work. Yeah. Who you hiding from? Yeah. If you got something to hide, you ought not to get married.
That's right, brother.
I'm telling you, don't get married. You know, when you go and don't tell your wife where you're going, the devil already putting a lot of stuff in her mind. And the first thing the devil gonna put in her mind, you meeting another woman. Some of y'all can say amen if you want. I know I'm telling you. That's the first thing gonna come in that woman's mind.
And if that woman leave home and don't tell that husband where she's going, the first thing will come in his mind, she's meeting another man. So now if you don't want to tell her and you don't want to tell him, evidently that's what it is. We got to meet together. We got to obey God. It's a meet together. You ain't on your own no more. Don't get married. If you want to be your own self, you better stay single. Because ain't nobody going to take that junk. What you done at mama house or at your apartment where you stay. And I'm not trying to be dogmatic. That's just the God-having truth. Because this went wrong. We want to go when we please and come back when we please. And then when you come in, what you asking me where I've been for? Don't we do it? I don't ask you where you go. That's where we mess up at. Look at me, tell y'all, sir. Watch this. Y'all can call this stupid and crazy if you want. If you start off in a sense like that, all y'all can leave when you feel like it. Ain't nobody saying that's nobody. Ain't nobody saying, you know, you want to say something, but you say, well, I ain't gonna say nothing. You better get it straightened out now. You better get it straightened out now. Just leave and go when you want to. Leave and go when you want to. Somebody ain't being honest with somebody. You ain't got no honor in that house. Something happened to you. Why she went? Well, I don't know. She says she'll be back after a while. After a while? Where is she? She may be dead.
Yeah, Reverend.
Somebody may don't kidnap her. You don't know what could happen to her. I ain't telling what time I'll be back at all this job. We are together, folks. You know what that? This kind of teaching is so simple, ain't it? This where that problem is. Cause we ain't been honest with one another. We want to do what we want to do, like we want to when we're single. It don't work like that no more. It don't work. Especially in these last days, it don't got worse. Because these young women, they ain't going to take nothing, they say. They'll look you dead in the eye, husband, say, I make more money than you. They'll look you dead in the eye and tell you, I can take care of my own self. Ain't I'm at home. See, back in the olden days, bad backyard when half right days for half right. See, in half right days, you see, in half right days, when half right speak, things get quiet. But it ain't like that in these days. No, sir. No, sir. It ain't like that no more, buddy. Oh, sir, these women making more money than we making now. They'll tell you quick. I can take care of myself. But God wants us to meet together. It's a responsibility of us being together. And this is what God wants us to be. And let me tell you, sir, and when we get married, always remember this. Some of them friends you got to drop. I done told you that. I'm laying on that because I see this hurt a lot of folks. You can't do the same thing you used to do if you get married. Now, I'm telling you, you're going to cause problems in your house. You got to drop some of them old friends. They ain't no good for you. And some of them women, just about, you know, women, single women, a lot of time they know like a bunch of single women who wouldn't get married. You know, nah, I'm gonna get in trouble. I know I am. But. me tell y'all something. Now, your husband ain't gonna want you to run with a bunch of single women. You want to still go and party with them? Huh? Hey, your husband at home. Where you finna go? Well, I'm going with James and Jam, all of them together. You know, we used to do it all the time. Where y'all going? We're going to the Elks. Can I go? No, you can't go. They're just women's. But you don't got married now. You can't go with Maeve and Jack like you used to. As a matter of fact, you've been born again. Y'all ain't got no business at the Elks. This is the problem. We don't want to meet our responsibility. And this is what breaking up our homes all over the United States. Let me tell you what Proverbs said. No defense, women, because get mad with Jesus. I didn't write none of it. But God knows he said it. Now look what Jesus said in Proverbs 5 and 6. He said, the woman weighs are movable, that thou canst not know them. Now go home and read that now. Say her ways are movable. Solomon said, I can't understand a woman. Sometimes I think I got her, but she was twisted out another way. Something about that woman. Solomon said, out of all of my knowledge, all of my understanding, I don't know the way of a woman. I ain't joking, buddy. She's something else. Go home and read Proverbs. Go home and read Proverbs. You go home and read. Get your pencil. You want to go home and read it. Why you going to get mad with me? Go home and read Proverbs 6, 20 and 32. Talking about a strange woman. Ain't talking about born again woman now. A strange woman. Proverbs 6, 20 and 32. Proverbs 2, 16 through 19. Proverbs 5, 3 through 9. But he talk about the good woman in Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. We got some low-down men too now. I'm just telling you what it said about the woman here. Sisters and brothers, we look at trying to find a fault or who messed up. But I just told you, God wants us to meet together his responsibility that God put on both of us. And when God put both these things on both of us, he wants us to do it. If we don't do it, you got problems in your house. Now let's look at Adam. We looked at Eve's sin on last week. And we told you what happened to her. God cursed her in a sense by bearing children with pain, sorrow, and all this will happen because what happened to Mama Eve, because she disobeyed the law. Now then look at Adam, Papa Adam's punishment. He disobeyed the word of God, and his punishment was pain and work. Pain and work. Pain and work. That means a man don't want to work. He said, you're going to sweat. You're going to sweat from the brow of your head. You're going to work. You're going to pain out there working. That means we got so many lazy men today.
Amen.
That's the reason these young men don't want to work. They want the fine car, but they don't want to work. They want the pretty house, but they don't want to work. That means your sons and daughters own dope because they don't want to work. And we mamas don't want to work. Lord have mercy. I'm talking to one of my members today. you know, I ain't gonna call the name though, but you know, and she would tell me, she said, boy, you can get yourself out of here. You've got to have a responsibility. Long as that boy can get him some food, long as he got a shelter over his head, he don't want to do nothing. But he was working, but we got some folk, mama just take him. Get put in jail, she'll go get him out. And I can't understand to save my life why y'all young women marry men that not working. What you marry a man for? He's supposed to take care of you. And here you right here taking care of him. He don't want to work. Got his lazy self at home sitting out with his leg crawled on the corner. By the time you get off, hey, he's coming home. Hello. I don't care if you want. You'll say amen if you want. I know I'm telling the truth. What you marry these silent men for? Sometimes I had a man, where you work at? Well, I ain't got no job yet. And this woman finna mad this man, he ain't got a job. Men so scared until she's scared she gonna miss him. And honey, when you get a hold to him, you can't get rid of it. Young women, y'all better listen at me. I'm trying to help you. I ain't no hoonie around here. I'm trying to help you. You better know who you going to get married to. You better leave these fly boys alone. You better leave them alone. You better leave these fellas alone. Got these pretty cars. You know we ain't dope in the beginning. You know it. They ain't working, but they got a Jaguar. You know something wrong. You know it. But no, cause he popular out here enough. You better let him go. That fella got a big old Cadillac and ain't hitting a lick out of snake. You know that fella doing something. Yeah. And time you get hooked in it, here you come, knocking on my door.
Real, I said, come on, sit down.
Come on, sit down.
I told you before you got married to it.
They'll have you crying all day and all night. You go to work, you can't type because your mind on him. He got you crazy. These lazy men don't want to work because God put the curse on. Boy, you're going to work. You got to work. They lazy. Some of the lazy folks in the world. Women's girls lazy. Don't even want to wash a dish. Don't even make their own bed. Ain't that sad? That's one of the saddest things in the world. Here, a little 12-year-old, 15, 16, 17, leave a bed messed up, the room messed up, look like hogs sleeping there. Yeah. And the mama don't say nothing. Don't even know how to wash a dish. You can't even boil an egg. Don't want to work. And times she get married, the husband said, cook me an egg. How you cook it? Can't even cook an egg. Can't cook an egg. That's the first thing I learned how to cook, an egg. These young girls can't even make up a bed. That's sad. No wonder you eat ice because you don't know what cornbread look like. You know you can't cook no biscuits. Leave them. Don't want to learn that a young girl learn something. Learn something. Back in the olden days, thank God for them old folks. Because sometimes they had seven, eight
centurion and didn't have but one little rabbit. But they can get that stuff together. They can feed 15 when they get through with it. You better learn something. You better learn something. I'm leaning on my job. No, you better not lean on no job. Any job will shut out on you now. I don't care where you work at. You better lean on Jesus. So this is one that cursed. Man don't want to work. And I hate to work with a lazy man. I hate to work with a lazy buddy. He's supposed to be doing something. We working together. That lazy kind of work you to death. So he put work on Adam. Woman going to bear pains and sorrows and so forth and bringing children. But thank be to God. Thank be to God, we don't have to repeat what our father Adam and our mother Eve did. This is why Jesus came, where we won't have to make the same mistakes. We ain't got to be the mother that Eve was. You don't have to be the father. I don't have to be the father that Adam was, because the Spirit of God lives in us. And if the Spirit of God lives in us, we ought to obey the law. Look what the Bible said. The Bible, Christians ought to pull off the old Adam and put on the new Adam. Pull off the old Eve and put on the new Eve. Colossians 3, 9 and 10 tell us that. We pull off the old man and put on a new man. We ain't got to make the same mistake they made. We can do what Jesus said, because the Spirit of God lives in us. So we have put it off, what we said, and put on. But husband and wife still fight. And husband and wife still getting divorced. What is the problem? How can the family survive? First, the Bible tells us in Corinthians 6 and 14, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. The Bible tells us that. The Bible said, don't you marry a man you know he's a sinner.
That's right.
Don't marry a woman you know she's a sinner.
All right.
The Bible said that. But did you not know Christians don't pay that a bit of attention? All they want, I want this pretty woman. I want this pretty husband. Let me tell y'all something. Now you say, well, the Lord must have gave him to me. Well, God going against his word. That lets you know that the devil talking to you. But the Lord, I dream about him. I don't care what you dream about. God ain't going against his word.
Amen.
He said, don't marry nobody who don't know Jesus.
Amen.
I don't care how pretty it is. God ain't going against his word. But we go and marry the man, not marry the woman. They don't know Jesus. You got different daddies. Satan is his daddy. And time he get the beating inside the head, you wonder why he hasn't been converted.
Yeah.
This hard gospel, but a good gospel.
Yeah.
We got to realize one thing, that oil and water don't mix together. A Christian and a sinner don't mix together. That means Jesus told us to be separated from them. And that way, a young woman, that's the first thing you ought to do. You ought to go, before you get this man, check him out. See, do he know Jesus? If you're a Christian, see, do he know Jesus? 9 times out of 10, he ain't going to church. But you still want him. You ain't asking nothing about that. All you just see, just the man I want. The devil know what you're looking for. The fact that I want somebody has some with big shoulders, 3 weeks, hey, come up down the street. Because the devil know that's who you want. He may speak to you, look at you like he cool. This must be here. Already tip you, already lap you up already. Because the devil know what you're looking for. You better find out, do he know Jesus? Boy, this show can cool you. One time,
there was a husband and wife having problems, and he went to the preacher for counseling. And then when he got home, the pastor came to the house. And they were sitting in front of the fireplace. There was a cat and a dog in front of the fireplace. The husband said, "Look at that. Look how peaceful they are. And we sitting here knowing they don't see eye to eye. And here we are, can't even get along, in that cat and dog right in front of that fireplace, just a peaceful." The preacher said, "But tie them together and see what'll happen." Tie them together. You see, a woman know how to act to get you. A man know how to act to get you. He'll go with you 1 year just as happy as a lark. But time together and see what you got on your hands. He can put on a long time. And like he still love you. "Honey, I just love you to death. All them pretty words. You just melt." And time he gets you home, he gets to knocking you side the head. Because you wasn't tied to him. And they know how to talk. Women do too. Time together. Young women, don't marry no boy, no man who ain't saved and you saved. I'm telling you right now, you're going to get in trouble. You're already going against God's plan. Young man, I don't care how pretty that woman is, you better not marry her if she ain't converted. Because God ain't giving her to you. He told us, don't you do it. He ain't going back on his word. And time you get married, you'll see. When you get tired of. Folks change when they get tired of. Ain't that right, choir? Ain't that right, some of y'all out here? Come on, I know some of your husbands done changed on you. Some of your wives done changed on you. You know it. You ain't like I was when I was going with. No, you wasn't tired. They put on a front. When I get ready to counsel a couple, that's what I tell them. I said, "Now you think you know that lady. You don't know her. Huh? You think you're in love with her, but you don't. You got that little affection love just touching together. That love got to grow. See, you think you're in love with her. And you think you know her. Wait till you get tired together. You'll find out. Wake up one morning, mouth poked out for what? How can the family survive? Young lady, young man, are you planning to get married? As you plan, be prayerful before you tie the knot. Because marriage can be one of the most blessed or the most miserable relationship in the world. When you get married, if you ain't happy, it's more miserable than you ever met anything in your life. You hate to go home. You hate to see your mate. It get that miserable. You want to work overtime. I had a lady come tell me, she said, "Reverend Walker, I saved a lot of money because I worked a lot of overtime. I didn't want to go home. My marriage is miserable. Sickness. I'm about to lay in a bed with a joker, hate me. I'm about to lay in a bed with a woman, don't pay me no attention. It's sickness." But it ain't got to be like that. We the cause of what we let the devil do to us. Listen at this. Marriage is either a holy wedlock or in holy deadlock. That's right. It's some folks trying to get out and can't get out to save their life. Got in it.
told y'all this once, you know, there's a young man wanted to marry a lady, and she wasn't saved. He come to us, he a good fellow. You know, he talked to me and Reverend Roger both. And I walk up to him. I said, no, don't marry her, man. Don't marry. Well, you come to me, and I didn't. That was wrong with y'all. Y'all come to me, and when I give y'all that advice, don't do it then. What you come to me for? Y'all gotta come to me then. He went on. He went to Reverend Roger. He went on and got married. Told him don't marry the woman. Lord have mercy. That poor child was crazy. The marriage was gone, boom, over. Because he didn't take our advice. You don't get hung up with an unbeliever. Because God don't, the devil don't want no marriage to work. That's the first place. That means it takes both of us to stay together. How can the marriage survive? Let me tell y'all this. I'm going to ask y'all a question. I've got to stop right here because I've got to get ready to go. We just know we're going to finish this, you know. What do you think the problem is? What do you think the problem is? Well, lawyer, I know you had to go to court, a lot of things.
I don't do
divorces. Oh, you don't do divorces. I don't blame you. What y'all think the problem is? Yeah, I know that. You're right. You're right. Don't have Jesus. But I tell you what, next Sunday, we're going to tell you the problem. I mean that. See, we got to meet this thing together. It's a problem. It's a problem. But we don't have to be like other folks. We can do what Jesus said. So we're going to come next Sunday and find out what you think the problem is. We got the answer. I don't need to be starting because I ain't got time now. We got the answer here. The real problem. Don't miss it. The real problem. Don't miss it. And in the meantime, until next Sunday, let the fly boy fly by. I mean that. Let him fly by. Let him go. We're going to get him. Let him go. Let him go. If God got in front of you, he ain't going nowhere. He can go everywhere, all in New York. He can go all in Canada. When God get ready for him, he'll loop and bring him in to you. If it's for you. The Jesus that we serve is a Savior. He is the Savior. And he'll save anybody who lost. Musician, what you play soft? Everybody bow your heads. Everybody bow your heads. I want everybody to bow your heads. Everybody bow your heads. I know I'm preaching on marriage because God told me to teach them to observe all things. But the most important thing is knowing Jesus for your personal Savior. Yes. Is knowing him as Lord of your life. Somebody here today needs Jesus. You need Jesus for your Savior. You need him. You know you need him. And I guarantee you, somebody talking to you right now in your mind. Somebody telling you right now, it's a time that you can give your life to Christ to be your personal Savior. And look what he said. He said, now, if a man believe in his heart the Lord Jesus and confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. And while you sit, you can tell Jesus, Jesus, save me. I'm getting up in your name. God will save you. He ain't gonna knock you up. You got to get up yourself. The one that's sitting here with your head down, eyes closed, that know you need Jesus for your personal sake, I want you to raise your hand. You may take them down. Everybody may raise their head back up. Those of us who raised their hands, I don't want you to be ashamed to give your life to Christ today. He loved you. He died for you. He come all the way from heaven just for you. I don't want you to be ashamed of nobody, because the real saints going to rejoice, and heaven going to rejoice. And if you're not ashamed, you can't be saved and be ashamed. I want you to come down. I want you to come down. Do we have some to come down? Do we have some to come down? Those who raise your hand, don't be ashamed. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus while you have a chance. You don't know when God gonna call you. Young folk dying every day. I wasn't doing that. I don't bother nobody. A lot of folks got killed, ain't bothering nobody. Just riding in the car. Here come a bullet. Boom. We living in dangerous time now. Will you come? Those who raise your hand, will you come? Don't be ashamed.